Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, brought to you live every week here out of the Houston, Texas area, from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. We have a great show lined up, and I know I say that every week, but I got to tell you, folks, I don't do the planning of this. People just go to a website. They just go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and fill out a form to be on the show, and God does the rest. And I can tell you that He has blessed me week after week with people. Well, I don't know if they know it, because I surely didn't know that every week I was going to learn something new that was going to help me out throughout my week. And, you know, I always say God has a funny sense of humor. But sometimes if you make yourself available, anything can take place. You just have to be willing. So today's guest is a gentleman by the name of Tobin Crenshaw, who is a certified strategic interventionist, motivated speaker, pastor, best-selling author. We're going to go on and on about that. We're going to bring him up here shortly. But I want to just talk to you a little bit about some of the things going on in our world here at the Tough Talk Christian Radio show. It's Sunday, of course, and I know that everybody tries to go to church on Sunday. Some people make it, some don't. I know I didn't make it today. I have a great excuse, but at the end of the day, I still didn't show up. I have things that I say I do. I watch it on TV, or I'll read a little bit longer, or I'll meditate. But at the end of the day, going to church is more for community purposes, okay? Getting out there and being around like-minded people, meeting people, and because we never know who God is putting in our path. But most importantly, if we're not out there, we'll never find out. So I didn't make church today. So for those of you out there that didn't make church today, I hope you will join me with the commitment of trying to make it every week, no matter what the situation is. So I want to talk about how you can be a guest on the show. You can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and share what the Lord has done in your world, what He's doing in your world, what you need Him to do in your world, how will you have helped someone else. If it's related to a miracle that only God can provide, or maybe it's just something that you witnessed that you can't explain. We just love to talk to people to see what's going on in their journey, how they made it through, and by sharing that, how you can help others make it through their journey. My last guest on the show was a young lady by the name of Tracy Seals, who is, she's the development director here in the local area at a Christian nonprofit called Katie Christian Ministries. Does great things there. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that, go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and listen to a recording of that as well. So I want to take a real short break, and I'm going to bring back our guest, Tobin Crenshaw. Now, I'm real excited because I found the book that was sent to me, The Beautiful Lie, Finding Faith in a World Gone Mad. And I don't know about you, but if you watch anything that looks like the news, our world has surely gone mad. But so this might be a good book for you to take an interest in getting and reading. But I can tell you for sure that this interview is going to be something that you're going to want to learn more about. So I'm going to take a real short break, and I'm going to come back with our guest. So stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and my special guest today is a gentleman by the name of Tobin Crenshaw. And as I mentioned, he's a certified strategic interventionist, motivational speaker, pastor, and a best-selling author. He has spent over 10 years in full-time ministry while simultaneously working in the criminal justice field. Former Marine, he's completed graduate studies in theology while traveling the globe to learn some of the world's deepest spiritual truths. I can go on and on with this, but I just want to bring Tobin up and have him tell us more about himself. So, Tobin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Very glad to be here.
And Tobin, I know we spoke before the show, but I'd like to let everyone know where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
Originally from a small town just outside of Dayton, Ohio, Tip City, and currently live in the Akron, Ohio area.
Okay. So I have this book, The Beautiful Lie, Finding Faith in a World Gone Mad. And I want to talk about that, but I want to just skip back a little bit. I mean, you've done all that you're doing while working in the criminal justice field. I would imagine you stay pretty busy, but working in the criminal justice field, what kind of position was that?
I've done different jobs, doing casework, probation, teaching life skill classes in some of the facilities. Right now, I work in the court system between the courts and the jails, and something I do that I really, really do enjoy.
Okay. And you were a former Marine. I want to say thank you for your service as well. When you came out of the Marine Corps, what direction did you go in and why?
I already kind of knew that I wanted to go into, at the time, pastoral ministry. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I just signed up for the local Bible college and kind of took whatever job fit the schedule that I could work as well as go to school. I did security for a little while, and after that I did basically customer service in the banking industry, just whatever kind of fit the schedule. Those are the two that came up in the area that I was in.
Interesting. Now, I have this sheet of paper here, and I have a cheat sheet. So for my listeners, I find this very interesting, and I think they will too. Every year, 20,000 pastors leave the ministry. And in 2009, you joined their ranks. So before I ask you why, could you tell us how long you were in ministry before you decided to do that?
I had been in the traditional role as a pastor, regular full-time with salary, all the benefits, for 10 years before I made that decision. So 10 years full-time.
And so what, I've interviewed a lot of people off this show, a lot of pastors, some just becoming and some just leaving, some mad, some happy. But what was it that made you step to the side?
So I stepped out of the traditional role. I mean, the shorter answer was just working with other ministers and church leaders that kept just basically falling in ministry, whether that was a moral failure, such as a marriage adultery situation. More common was just watching people that behind the scenes didn't really believe in, you know, what they were sharing or what they were preaching. A number of people, they just kind of were upfront. They just found the job and it was something that they were doing for money. Others, it was something that they kind of liked being in front of people, control issues. But eventually it just became so common that I kept thinking, if this happens again with somebody I know, may need to step away from kind of this traditional role. And happened a few more times until finally I said, that's going to be the last time for now. So I didn't step away from ministry. I did step away from a paid pastoral position. I still taught in different formats and started to do a lot of writing at that time. So that's when I really began to really put out articles and eventually got to the book. But short answer is just, again, enough unethical behavior I saw from other ministers and church leaders that I just kind of stepped away to see what God was leading me to do apart from being a part of that situation.
Well, I'm a business owner, and I know that having a church and running a church as a business, and there's a fine line there, and sometimes leaders of the church don't hire people to run the church business, and it's a complicated situation. So for those people out there, don't judge that you know that pastors aren't doing the right thing all the time on purpose. It's just a tough position to be in, I think, studying all these different ways of and watching and being a part of church. It's just a different world altogether behind the scenes, just like everywhere else. And thank God made us to fail, or it's okay, I guess, a little bit to fail. And thank God that he made you strong enough to step aside to lead in a different direction. So what made you come back?
So I had a background in the Marine Corps and had done law enforcement in the Marine Corps. It was kind of natural to move in that direction, work in the criminal justice field. So I started working at that time between the jails and the sober housing, things like that. And for 5 years, that was what I did and enjoyed that. There was a particular turning point, though, that there was a gentleman who had done extremely well, getting early release from prison, and then he was going through life skill classes at a sober housing unit, and I was teaching those, and he was kind of the star student, very funny, told a lot of jokes. Everybody liked him. I would go before the judge and say how well he was doing. He signed up and started going to college. He got a job. And he got completely released to the streets, and I saw him as he was leaving, and he very kindly thanked me for helping him out. And a few months later, there was a quadruple homicide in the area, and the next day it came out that it was this particular person, and he had actually executed 4 people that were teenagers and seemed to be something to do with a drug area. And it was just a tremendously cold-blooded situation for our community, but, of course, for anywhere. But at that moment, I just realized, you know, there are things that we might think they're one way and people might seem a certain way, but there's a certainly fallenness to the world and there's a desperate need for the gospel. And though I still had an outreach, I felt, you know, I'll continue to work in the criminal justice field, but go back into the pulpit and try to find a wider outreach from there, not just to a local community of believers in the church, but through radio, through writing. So coming back into that, still working in the criminal justice field, but also back in the pulpit to preach as Paul and Jesus talk about the gospel. What you hear is what changes your life.
Yeah. Wow. That had to be a tough situation. Very tough.
Absolutely.
Situation.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, what it is, we're tested for a reason, I'm sure. And, wow, that's a tough one. So, how do you, I mean, you have, you speak on different topics. And so, one of the things I'm reading here says how emotion destroys fear and how you can experience more of this empowering feeling. Okay. Fear is I find that a subject that a lot of people have fear, and it's camouflaged by different things that they do. I mean, especially men, we hide our fears a different way than women do. But can you touch on how you talk about fears and maybe suggest some things that people could do that would help them get through fear?
Absolutely. So the opposite of fear, certainly, you know, love is one of the things Scripture talks about. And also gratitude is the opposite of fear. And just biologically and emotionally, you cannot experience two opposite emotions at the same time. And a lot of people think, you know, emotions just happen to us, but we do a lot of things to create emotions by the things we picture in our head, the words we say to ourselves, and especially then how we use our body physically. So, for instance, if somebody was depressed and they were behind a curtain, we could all describe how they're probably standing, you know, shoulders hunched, looking at the ground, you know, shallow breathing. They're saying things to themselves, very, very unkind things, picturing the worst outcome. So emotions can be controlled. And so when somebody has fear, they're doing certain things with their body, with their thinking to create that. So you can change to simple technique that was put together by a group called HeartMath. They studied biologically that, you know, in the womb, the heart is developed before the brain. And so there's a real connection just physically between the heart and the brain. And so they started to focus on how much connection there is. So they did some scans on brains and hearts, and when people are angry or frustrated or fearful, their brain scan and their heart scan, they are very jagged readings on the machines. When somebody is in a perfect state of just peace or gratitude or experiencing love, when they measure their brain waves, their heart waves, they are in perfect sync. So you can actually then, by simply changing your physiology, create that physical aspect where your heart, your brain waves go in sync and you experience peace. And it's simple. You can put both hands on your heart, close your eyes, and it can be a simple prayer. But it's just having gratitude for anything at all. And it can be something, you know, simple, can be something that happened a year ago, 10 years ago. But if you focus on your heart, and you breathe a little slower than normal and think of 2-3 things you're grateful for, your brain waves, your heart waves will go into perfect sync. And even if you weren't feeling gratitude and you were fearful, you do that little technique in 2 minutes, you'll experience not just gratitude from the physical standpoint, but biologically it's shown in your brain waves, your heart waves, but emotionally you will as well. So anytime somebody's fearful, you can just, you know, if you're in your car, can't close your eyes, but you can still just put your hand on your heart and just come up with 3 things and just, I'm so grateful for this, I'm so grateful for this, and it'll make fear disappear. There's no way for it not, because, again, it's also physiological. You cannot experience these two opposite emotions at the same time.
Tobin, define strategic intervention.
So it's something put together with Tony Robbins, Chloe Madonis. I was trying to find something different than counseling, different than life coaching. And so it's kind of drawing from the best of both of those areas, but coming up with different strategies that people can implement that can turn their life around, you know, perhaps in an hour, instead of maybe something that traditional therapy would maybe suggest would take, you know, months or years. And it's just using certain tools that, you know, people can implement and they can change their life very rapidly. And that's kind of the goal, is to help people. So if you have, for instance, a couple that's wrestling in their relationship, it's not necessary so much to go back and what happened in your childhood or what happened in your childhood, and we need to meet many times over months. You can simply go to certain tools, like asking a couple. For instance, everybody has 6 needs that they carry with them. And if those needs are not met, people are not going to be fulfilled. So the need for certainty, to kind of have a sense of what's going to happen in a relationship, a need for variety. We need to experience, you know, emotional ranges, new experiences. The need for love and connection, where we know that we're the most important person for somebody, the need for significance, to know our life makes a difference, the need to grow emotionally, spiritually, and then the need to contribute beyond ourselves. If you sit down with a couple and say, you know, do you feel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolute certainty, 0 being none, on a scale of 10, how certain are you in this relationship? How much variety, how much growth, how much contribution? And if people are measuring things like that and say, I feel a 2 or a 3, that relationship's in big trouble. But if it's at an 8, 9, or 10, or you can get it to an 8, 9, or 10, they'll have a very, you know, wonderful relationship. But sitting down with people and say, you know, what do you need to have more certainty or more variety? So tools like that, again, that kind of the main goal is to how do you get to the outcome you want much more rapidly than traditional therapy.
You know, I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day who, is, I guess, for a lack of better words, she's a life coach. And nothing against traditional therapy or anything like that, or going and speaking to your pastor, you know, or anything like that. It's always good to get help and outside of help. But do you find it necessary? I mean, I think that every individual needs some type of counseling, maybe for a better word, lack of better words, self-counseling. And sometimes if we can reach inside of ourselves and find out what's not making our heartbeat properly or what it is that we're needing in our relationship without placing blame on the other partner or ourselves, do you feel as though this is a new way of counseling people that gets their attention a little bit differently?
I do, absolutely. I believe whether people have a coach or a mentor, I think studies are very clear that that helps people get further and faster, whether it's trying to change a negative situation or they just want to have more of a certain area of their life. So absolutely, you know, having a coach or a mentor changes things radically. If you listen to interviews with some of the greatest sports players, they'll talk about, you know, their coaches who helped them reach that level. You know, their coach can't play the game like they do, but they can see things that the player does not. So having somebody come along beside you and ask tough questions sometimes or point out things that maybe is a blind spot in our own life and suddenly we see things differently, I think it's absolutely a crucial thing.
And this might be another show, but I think it's kind of crazy if you think about the position God holds, right? I mean, he's probably the ultimate coach, and we as superstars in our own little worlds never really tend to wait and listen to his advice or his suggestions before we try to make our own, but that might be a different show altogether. So let's talk about the book, The Beautiful Lie, Finding Faith in a World Gone Mad. What made you write it, and what will people get out of it?
So once I had been back into full-time ministry and continuing full-time in the criminal justice field, and during that 5 years when I wasn't in the pulpit, I did a lot of studying some of the best techniques, like the coaching techniques, but found it wasn't maybe common knowledge unless people read the books I had read or went to the seminars that I had attended. So I did a lot of certifications, but wanted to put that in a format that people could read, along with studies about having true discipleship in Christ and kind of combining, you know, what does it mean to follow him with complete commitment, but also recognize there's wisdom that can help us out from things like life coaching. And the book kind of combines both of those approaches, and same thing that I would share on a Sunday morning, you know, what does the gospel say about this issue? That's the ultimate truth. But sometimes there's wisdom that maybe somebody else had in a book that they wrote or a seminar I attended, and I'll share that as well. So The Beautiful Lie is putting together some of the best tools and strategies for healthy relationships, healthy spiritual life, and helping people to see more clearly goals and how they can reach them as well.
Well, I'm telling you, the book is... I just started, unfortunately, I've had the book for about a week, and I just started messing with it today, reading through it, and it's very good. I think that, and I posted this on Facebook already, people need to get a copy of this book, because we have lived in a world gone mad. I mean, that's just watching the news makes me think that. But what are some of the things that you think in this book that people could use to have conversation together that might make it like, well, let me ask you this. Could it be like a small group or a Bible study book?
Absolutely. One of the things that I've always studied and appreciate when I go through scripture, Jesus often used stories, whether he was talking about the lilies in the field or the prodigal son. So using that as a basis, that's kind of where I share on sermons or teaching. I draw from stories, whether it's something in a current story or historical, where somebody's faced, you know, that raw edge of human emotion and wrestled with their faith and how that's shaped their life and how they overcame that with the strength in Christ. So throughout the book, there's story after story of people overcoming impossible odds, because I think when we read those stories, it changes our thinking, changes our source of reference, where we might think, you know, my situation could never change. But when you see men and women down through history and all the things that have been accomplished when they trusted Christ, it hopefully brings to our mind to say, look, if he can do that in that person's life, I know he can handle the situation that I'm facing.
I'm a big believer that if people sit down and write down the good and bad things that have happened in the last 10 years in their life, they'll actually see how blessed they really are. It's just that, unfortunately, as people, we tend to lean in the poo-poo side of our lives instead of the happy side of our lives. I don't understand why, but it seems to be the way. And it seems like this book here is a book of testimonies that will show others that, like you said, that they can make it through their journey, recognizing that someone else did as well. So is there another book coming?
I'm not sure at this point. There will be eventually, but I don't know at that point when that would be. It's not anything in the works yet, other than just some notes I'm taking here and there.
So there's no book on Tobin Crenshaw, The Life Of?
No, not at this time.
So let me ask you, Tobin, I'm a believer that I think that the Lord wants us all to share our testimonies because, well, that's the one thing that proves how powerful he is, and it allows us to recognize how blessed we are. So are you a believer that people should share their testimonies with others?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Sure.
So there is hope that you will write a book then on that.
Sure.
So I always like, and I apologize because time goes fast on these shows, but I always like to find out from my guests something that they can leave for the listeners that could be something to practice. I mean, other than the fact that they need to go out and buy The Beautiful Life, Finding Faith in a World Gone Mad, and they go on my Facebook page and find the link and click right on it to Amazon and purchase it. And if they find the book and they buy it and they don't think it was worth it, I hope they'll email me and I'll refund them the money because this is a good book. But is there something you can leave the guests so that they have something to maybe mull over in their mind this week and maybe help them become better?
The thing that I do on a daily basis, and actually me and my wife do it together. So if you're married, it's a great thing to do together, but you can also do it by yourself. But every day, you know, the way that we either begin the day or end the night, it's our choice. And certainly things around us can be chaotic and lead us to negative places or negative states. So if you're purposeful, though, and take 5 to 10 minutes every day, as a couple or by yourself, just ask and answer a few simple questions. And the first one is, who do I love and who loves me? And next one is, what's something that's made me laugh out loud, whether it's a day, the past week? What's something that I'm proud of in my life? What are 3 things that I'm grateful for? And then just say, what is something, you know, right now in this moment that I see or hear or feel that I appreciate? And so that might simply be, you know, I feel grateful for this moment of just quietness in my prayer, or maybe it's I'm just grateful for this heart that beats 100,000 times a day without any effort on my own. So just practicing that simple thing, it changes just your focus. What you focus on is what you feel. So if you change, you know, your focus, it impacts, you know, your hearts, your mind, your emotions, and your spiritual life.
Mm. I like that.
Thank you.
Who do I love? Who loves me? What made me laugh? Or what makes me laugh? And what I am grateful for? And what I am most proud of? And as a couple, if you do that, I would believe will grow stronger, no matter what your day was like before or after. That is something that can help two people grow together, and even individuals understand the blessings that they encounter. Great stuff. I'll make sure to post that. And how can people get in touch with you? Do you come out and speak? Give us some information like that.
Always glad to go out. If there's an invitation, be glad to. Easiest way, TobinCrenshaw.com. There's articles. There's a link to the book, hours of audio as well. TobinCrenshaw.com or Amazon.com. But also, if you just Google, all sorts of places have articles that I've written. But TobinCrenshaw.com is the easiest.
Yeah, and it's on my Facebook page as well. There's a lot of stuff. And also, you do a live Sunday morning radio show in Ohio as well?
Yes, yes. It's on 101.1 here in the Northeast Ohio area.
Awesome. Man, I can't thank you enough for taking time out to be a guest on the show and sharing with others. And I'm so thankful for the book. It is now my mission to read it and then have my wife read it and discuss it, because that's one of the ways that we spend time together, is reading some of the books that are sent to us and having discussion on it. So I really want to say thank you for taking the time today. Bless us with your opportunity.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You have a blessed day and a great week. And we look forward to hearing more from you, especially when that new book comes out.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Hey, folks, we're a little bit pressed for time, but I just want to make sure that you understand to go to TobinCrenshaw.com. All the information's there. Look it up. Check it out. Get the book, The Beautiful Lie, Finding Faith in a World Gone Mad. I can tell you right now, just fingering my way through it this morning, there's a lot of good information. And the background of Tobin is very interesting. And, hopefully God will work in his world to allow him to share more of himself with us, as well as what he's doing for others. So my name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio. Another great episode. I told you God has been blessing me with this for a while now. So make sure to join us next week here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. I hope everyone has a blessed week. And remember that one tip, okay? Write this down. Who do you love? Who loves you? What makes you laugh? What are you grateful for? And what is one of the things you're proud of? So check it out. Do it with your spouse. Do it with your friend. Do it with yourself. Just do it, and let us know how that's changing your way. But do it for 5 days in a row. Let's make a commitment and see if it makes a difference in your world. And then email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. And if you want to get introduced to Tobin Crenshaw personally, send me that email as well, and I will do that introduction. I hope everyone has a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.